The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. On Friday, March 14th, state legislators in Kentucky chose to stand either with God or with the Speaker of the House. A discharge petition was brought forth to bring the Senate's version of the ultrasound bill onto the House floor for a vote. This bill would likely save 2,000 lives of unborn children this coming year. It's been hung up in a committee where the chairman boasts he will kill all pro-life bills. The vote reveals those who stood for truth and reveals those who chose against the truth. There are 100 members in Kentucky's House of Representatives. 54 are Democrats. 46 are Republicans. 42 Republicans voted for the petition, which would save the lives of unborn children. 4 Republicans were not present to vote. 1 Democrat voted for the petition. 8 Democrats voted against the petition. All other Democrats present would not cast a vote. They refused to do the very thing the people sent them there to do, cast votes on legislation. Who's to be a voice for the people in their districts if their legislators don't vote on issues? Abstaining from voting on this bill is the very same thing as voting against this bill. It just says, I don't have the courage to stand openly against the truth, so I'll try to duck behind Speaker Greg Stumbo, the party leader who agreed with this refusal to vote, and that way, I might not have to answer my people's questions about why I like to appear pro-life, but won't vote for pro-life legislation. The Bible calls this hypocrisy, and Jesus condemned the Pharisees for it in no uncertain terms. The Bible says, defend the fatherless, do justice to the afflicted. The most afflicted people in our society are the unborn children being ripped from their mother's wombs by the murderous practice of abortion. God says, I, the Lord, love justice. Where in America's so-called justice system is there justice for the unborn? God hates this. Most all legislators like to list in their bio sketches in the State House directory a church with which they are associated. But how many of them live like Christians once they are in Frankfurt? Some do, a lot don't. God scalded the rulers of Jeremiah's day as He exposed their hypocrisy with these words, Shalt thou reign? Did not thy father do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? He judged the cause of the needy, and then it was well with him. Was not this to know me, saith the Lord? But thine eyes and thine heart are not but for your covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for violence to do it. It's an awesome responsibility to be elected to be a voice for the people in whom God has deposited the authority for our state republics. To refuse to stand with God's position in the Bible on issues like abortion and marriage is to admit we don't know God very well. Otherwise, we would love what He loves and hate what He hates. We would also greatly fear His judgment seat when He will review each moment of our life. And while He offers us forgiveness if we will admit we've been against Him and receive Jesus Christ, His Son, as our Master in this world, that in no way releases us from the responsibility to stand for His truth in the making of our laws. Indeed, it means our judgment will be even stricter because Jesus said, To whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. May God give all of us His heart for truth in government. Do you have that heart? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.